Israel's army has been systematically demolishing the remaining ruins of Rafah, residents say, raising fears that civilians will soon be confined to a sealed humanitarian zone in the devastated southern edge of the Gaza Strip. Explosions have rocked the area around the clock as Israeli forces flatten what was once home to 300,000 people. Residents displaced to other parts of Gaza describe constant tremors and the unrelenting sound of destruction. Explosions never stop. Day and night, whenever the ground shakes, we know they are destroying more homes in Rafah. Rafah is gone, said Tamer, a displaced resident now in Deir al-Balah, as per Reuters. Israeli public broadcaster Kan reported that the military is preparing a humanitarian zone in Rafah, where civilians would be moved after security checks. Aid would reportedly be distributed by private firms, though the Israeli military has not officially commented. Since relaunching its ground offensive in mid-March, Israel has seized land across Gaza and ordered evacuations from newly declared buffer zones, including all of Rafah, which accounts for around 20% of the Strip's area. Israel's total blockade of Gaza, which began on 2 March, has prevented the entry of food and medical supplies for nearly 2 months. Israeli officials argue that enough aid entered during the previous 6-week truce to avert famine and maintain that Hamas fighters would exploit new deliveries. However, United Nations agencies warn Gaza is teetering on the brink of mass hunger and disease, with humanitarian conditions described as the worst since the conflict began on October 7, 2023. With food supplies exhausted, Gazans are foraging for weeds, dry leaves, and turtles to survive. One woman told Reuters she forewent necessary surgery to instead feed her children. There is no meat, no cooking gas, no flour, and no life. This is Gaza in simple but painful terms, she said. Gaza Health Authority said on Monday that Israeli strikes killed at least 23 people across the enclave, including 10 victims, some of them children, in Jabalia and 6 in a cafe strike in the south. Meanwhile, ceasefire talks mediated by Qatar and Egypt have yet to secure an agreement. 59 Israeli hostages remain in Gaza, fewer than half of whom are believed to be alive. Hamas says hostages will be released only under a deal to end the war. Israel insists Hamas must first be disarmed. Palestinian health officials report more than 51,400 people have been killed in Gaza since October 2023.